You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Praise the Lord, men, women of God. We thank God for you today. Just a quick reminder, I want to remind you about our conference that's been going on at Victory International Praise Ministries, located in Melbourne, Florida, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. Praise the Lord. We have been in the midst of a conference, the Business Anointing. This is about the third conference that we've had dealing with Christ in the marketplace. And this one is titled The Business Anointing. And you need to know that there is a business anointing. And so anyways, this is the last night. I want you to understand that this is the last night. We've had a powerful time. We've seen a financial breakthrough right in the midst of the service. And I won't go too far into that, but a family that was there was tremendously blessed. As a matter of fact, I can truly say that we have been seeing manifestation before the, right before the conference even took off. We begin to see the manifestation, the hand of God, and even how God's hand was upon it. People begin to call me. I received a call from Texas. I received a call from Carolina. Received a call from Tennessee. Come on. Oh, glory to God. People begin to call and people begin to say, God, move my heart to do this and to do that. You know, praise God. One particular person bought a new soundboard for the church, and he also said there's another person that stepped up and they're going to buy all the wiring. And so they're going to come out and they're going to rewire. As a matter of fact, the person went as far as to begin to look for business people that could come in, or a business person, or a person that that's professional at installing this type of stuff in a church. And he found a person, and the person found out that it was for a church, and the person said, well, I'm not charging anything. Praise the Lord. And so God has started moving. There's been great manifestation already. That's just one of the testimonies. Oh, glory to God. And so he is doing great things. And so you need to get there. I'm telling you, I just believe that just sitting in the midst, you're going to be blessed. There are people, I've heard testimonies. People have been texting and calling and raving about this conference. This was something that was needed. Come on. This is a God-ordained conference. Sometimes people miss out on their windows of opportunity. I'm telling you, sometimes people don't recognize a window. Do you know one of the things that God spoke to me on yesterday? He said windows have blind spots. Windows have blind spots. And he literally had me to put my hands up on both sides of my face so that I could not see to the right or to the left, but straight ahead. And then he had someone to pass in front of me. And as they passed in front of me, I literally saw that, guess what? Once they passed into the view of where my hands were placed up, after they got past my hands, I could not see them. And I don't know if you could understand what I'm saying, but I'm saying that windows have blind spots. And so what the Lord had me to do was, when a person got within the window that I could see, he literally had me to tell the person to stop. Oh, glory to God. And I need you to understand that sometimes when there's a window of opportunity, you have to step in it. I'll just make a long story short. You got to step in it. You got to step in that window. And the Lord has been telling me, oh, glory to God, having me to deal with windows, wind doors, Holy Ghost assisted doors. Oh, glory to God. And God is opening up wind doors of opportunity. You know, the wind is symbolic. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit is like the wind. Come on. The Holy Spirit is like the wind. And so there are doors that God opens up by his Spirit. And a lot of times we're missing out on opportunities because we don't recognize wind doors. I was talking with a young lady, a business person, the other day, and they were turning down business because they were saying, I don't want to be overwhelmed. And I said, this is a window of opportunity for your business to go to another level. I said, you got to begin to hire people. Come on, we're in a season where God is blessing. Sometimes we think because the world is going down, we're supposed to go down also. Oh, glory to God. You know, the Bible lets us know in in the book of Genesis when the flood was going on, come on, people were dying, people were drowning, mountains were being covered. Come on, somebody. But guess what? The ark of God was still rising up. Oh, glory to God. The ark of God, this boat, hallelujah, that that God had Noah to build. The only thing that the water did was lift it up. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And we need to understand that there are times that even when the world is being judged, and I'm not, you know, pronouncing any judgment upon the world, but when we see the world is going through difficulties, come on, we don't have to participate in the difficulties. I'm sorry. You know, if you want to participate, that's fine. That's up to you. Oh, glory to God. But there are some things I don't have to participate in. There are some things I don't have to, I won't go all into that. Oh, glory to God. But anyways, you need to get to this conference. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we are up under an open heaven and God is blessing. We literally saw in the Sunday morning service, people begin to open their wallets, open their purses, and begin to sow into a particular family life. And I mean, they were bringing the money as fast as they could take the money. Come on. And it wasn't no little bitty money. Hallelujah. And this was in the midst of our business anointing, because we incorporated it into our Sunday morning service. And why is that? Why is that? Because I believe that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we want the people of God, oh, glory to God, not just to, well, I put it this way, we want everybody to hear. And I won't go all into that. I'm just going to leave that alone. But I want to tell you that God is doing some great things, that there's great manifestation taking place. We thank God for Dr. Andrew Lloyd. God is using him powerful. The revelations, oh, glory to God. Do you know where there is a revelation? There's a manifestation. My God. He spoke about the Holy Spirit being your business partner. Come on. My God, that messed a whole lot of us up right there. I'm talking about he was dropping bombs on us. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the revelation. Thank God for the truth of his word. Oh, glory to God. Like I said, I received so many phone calls. I've been receiving phone calls. I've been receiving texts, you know, people texting me saying, man, the service was powerful. You know, I've been in ministry for over 30 years. And, you know, there are some times when people aren't texting and calling at all. Oh, glory to God. But they are definitely texting and calling about this service and what the Lord is doing. And so we want to encourage you to be there. To get there, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. For those that don't have the ability to make it there, we will be making the service available, but you're going to have to send us your information so that we could place you on the WebEx. If we don't have your information, you cannot view the service through the WebEx. That's WebEx. And so you're going to have to send us your information via or by email. And you can send your name, your email address, and your telephone number to Victory as you were. So you can send it to VIPMinistries@att.net, or you can send it to my personal email address, and I'll make sure that they get the information, and that is tomrob7662@gmail.com. Let me spell it out for you. It's tomrob@gmail, as you were, my fault, tomrob7662@gmail.com. I was trying to take my time and say it, because there are times when people are giving out information and they're saying it so fast on the radio that you can't get it. And so I'm going to throw those two email addresses out there one more time. It's VIPMinistries@att.net, or my personal email address at tomrob7662@gmail.com. And that's if you want to participate by WebEx. Oh, glory to God. And so tonight is the last night. We've seen great manifestation, and we know it, and I can tell you.
They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Mm-hmm. But when the morning was now come.
Because you're going to have night seasons in business. I'm going to say that again. You're going to have night seasons in business. There's going to be times in business where it seems like you ain't catching nothing.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're going to have morning seasons. Oh, glory to God. You know, and sometimes people walk in the shop and they say, man, don't look like you're doing anything. And I say, well, I'm just taking advantage of the time. I take advantage of my downtime. Come on. I jump in the Word. I pray. I read the Bible. Oh, glory to God. You in business, take advantage of your downtime. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Come on, talk to your business partner on your downtime. Don't, you know, I'm not saying don't be sociable with your work, with the co-workers and stuff, but use this downtime to your advantage. Oh, glory to God. Exploit your downtime. Exploit means to take advantage of. Oh, glory to God. Read.
But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore.
Uh-huh.
But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus.
Keep that in mind. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Read.
Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat?
Okay, they were fishermen. Come on, this was a business out. They went out to make some business, to create some currency, and they didn't catch anything. And now somebody's saying, do you have any meat? Oh, glory to God. I'm here. I want to buy some meat. And what did they say?
They answered him, no.
No, we didn't catch anything. Read.
And Jesus said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship.
Cast the net. Here he is giving some instructions. Here he is giving some instructions. Because guess what? There's going to be times when God is going to send people in your life to give you instructions. Come on. And you might not recognize that it's God. Ooh, glory to God. Okay. All right. You're going to be too busy. Sometimes people are too busy looking at the person or the individual that they can't see that it's God giving them the instruction. Oh, glory to God. And so here it is. The Lord is giving. The Bible says they didn't even know it was Jesus.
Yes.
Now, you know, when he yelled and cast your net on the right side of the boat. You know, some of you all, you would have been in that boat. Shoot. Man, please. You hear this, Joker? See, my cousin laughing over there because she would have been one of them. Get up out of here with that. I ain't casting. We roaring the show. We done put our nets on the boat. We washing. We've been down here all night long. You talking about casting. You know, okay. They didn't recognize that it was Jesus. And sometimes, you know, you got to be careful because when an opportunity occurs, sometimes you might not recognize that it's the Lord using that individual, come on, to give you some instructions, oh, glory to God, to save you some money, to save you some time. You be around there, come on, man, I should have listened to that brother. I should have listened to that sister. Are y'all getting this? Ooh, glory to God. So some stuff is God sent. Some stuff is God sent. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible let us know that they cast a net on the other side, hallelujah, of the ship, and they brought in a haul.
Amen.
They brought in a haul. And so there are times, and I thank the Holy Spirit for reminding me that, because you know, this is why in business you need to pray and ask God for discernment every day. You got to pray. You know, some people are witty. Some people come in and try to make their own sale, their own deal. Oh, glory to God. I mean, you might be charging $20 for a haircut, and then they come in and they're like, you know, I only got $10, and, you know, can you cut my hair? You got to know your worth. You got to know your value.
Amen.
You went to school. Come on.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Don't get me wrong. I love a good deal.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. But there's sometimes it's you're supposed to give a deal, but then sometimes you ain't supposed to give a deal.
Amen.
And you got to know your value. You got to know your worth. Oh, glory to God. You need discernment. Because when you have discernment, sometimes God's going to say, go ahead and give them that deal. You know, they may come in the shop and they may have thought they had a certain amount of money, but God knows that they're loaded. Come on. And then they're a customer for life. But then there's some customers that's going to come in. They may try to work you over. Oh, glory to God. And so you'll never see them again. Come on, stand. Come on, stand. Did anybody get? I'm about to pray. Y'all walk in the door to come back here. Now look at this. Some just saw Jesus sitting and hanging out with sinners. But Jesus saw it as an opportunity to witness to what? To the sinners. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. See, a lot of times it depends on who's looking and how they're looking.
Yes.
I can't remember which one of my sons it was, but, you know, I will always try to have a little exercise routine. I haven't had one lately because I don't know what I did with my shoulder on that little. So I've been kind of laying off on that, but I do have to get back walking. But let me say this. I was walking around the block, and I had one of my sons. I might even have both. I can't remember. And, you know, I live in Vieira, and yes, this even occurs in a Vieira, you know, because this yard was just full of weeds, and weeds were in the flower bed. You know, maybe the homeowners association just wasn't doing their job, and the yard was jacked up. And so I asked my son, I said, well, son, what do you see? And in so many words, they said they see a jacked up yard. Come on. They saw a jacked up yard. I saw a window of opportunity. I saw a window of business opportunity when they saw something else. And this is what I've been trying to tell you, that sometimes we don't see the opportunity. Somebody say, God, open up my eyes that I can see all the opportunities that you put before me. Me and my wife have had people that God has sent people in our lives, and we didn't recognize it as windows of opportunity. Come on, where it could have ushered this, you know, ministry to another level. I look back and man, oh man, we could tell you some stories. Why? These are the windows of opportunity. Come on. Somebody say, not in this season. I won't be missing no more windows of opportunity. God, I thank you that you're opening eyes for opportunity even now. Somebody say, in Jesus' name, I agree. Are y'all getting something out of this? Okay. So they saw one thing and Jesus saw another thing. Go down to 20, verse 20, 9 and 20.
And 20 reads, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind Jesus and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole.
Okay, so here's a woman with an issue of blood. According to the Leviticus law, she wasn't even supposed to be out of the house. Come on, she couldn't touch nobody, but according to the law. As a matter of fact, she really risked her life to step out of the house and to jump into the midst of that crowd. She was risking her life. But yet, while she was sitting at home, she saw a window. She saw an opportunity. Come on to somebody.
Yes.
To the point that she literally opened her mouth and said, man, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Now, let me show you something. Some people would have saw death.
Yes.
Some people would have saw, you know, the law, what the law had to say. But this woman saw an opportunity to go and touch the hem of his garment. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? And so, can I tell you something? I'm sure that there's been a whole lot of folks that have been invited to this conference. Can I tell you something? Some folks saw church. And some folks saw an opportunity to sit up under an open heaven. Come on, somebody. Some folks saw an opportunity to sit, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, under a window of opportunity. To hear something that you've never heard before. Come on, somebody. So, and allow God to open your eyes. So guess what? You'll go out into the world and see things completely different. See things from a whole nother perspective. Why? Oh, glory to God. Because you didn't see it as church, but you saw it as a God-ordained window of opportunity. Is this all right? Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco 99.9 FM.
The best of our intentions can't prevent the consequences of bad ideas or that they have victims. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. Last year, the UK and German Ministries of Defense released a joint statement. It was called Human Augmentation, the Dawn of a New Paradigm. The statement explored the future of technology in seeking to enhance people beyond the limits of biology, particularly for military purposes. CRISPR and other gene editing tools already promise the ability to genetically alter human beings, turning off harmful genetic factors and turning on helpful ones. Pharmaceuticals promise, in addition to groundbreaking cures for mental illness, increase cognitive abilities. And so-called brain interfaces promise the ability to, quote, establish high bandwidth data connections between brain and computer. 6 million years of evolution to where we are today, the authors claim, and now we have the tools in our hands to decide how our continued evolution should be shaped. It's as if they don't even realize that there's about a half a dozen bad guys I can think of who used almost that exact same line in some movie before nearly destroying the world. And while the authors do mention to manage ethics from time to time, it's a secondary concern at best. Quote, the need to use human augmentation may ultimately be dictated by national interest. Countries may need to develop and use human augmentation or risk surrendering influence, prosperity, and security to those who will. In response, bioethicist Robert Malone issued a stark warning. Quote, the arrogance and hubris in this point of view is enormous. That in one or two generations, the military-industrial complex will pivot to controlling human evolution via genetic engineering and human augmentation is not only naive and ethically corrupt, but fundamentally dangerous. A helpful framework for thinking about what this kind of future could entail is the difference between Class 1 and Class 2 problems, something that was articulated by Wired Magazine's Kevin Kelly. Class 1 problems are when technology fails. Class 2 problems are worse. That's when technology works perfectly. And so it's possible that we could have a technology being used exactly as it was intended, but it bring an outcome that we failed to ever expect. Any ethical consideration, especially one with such consequential potential for humanity, has to begin instead with the question, what does it mean to be human? Human innovation is possible because of how God made us. For that reason, we have to be able to distinguish between augmentation and restoration. Restoration is when an amputee gets neural implants and can control a prosthetic limb with his thoughts. Augmentation is when an army or an Olympic team is outfitted with exoskeletons in order to make them stronger and faster. Look, our bodies are given to us, from our genders to our hands to our feet, faces, and minds, which implies, at very least, that we shouldn't metamorphose that nature into some grandiose more-than-human reality. What Christian scientists hear in the transhumanist imperative is a whisper of the original sin, pride. Do it, and you'll be like God. So the body is sacred. It's given purpose by God. But secularism lacks any kind of grounding principle like that entirely. If everything is the product of random purposeless chance, then the physical stuff of our bodies can be shaped, molded, changed, prodded, and rearranged at our leisure or for our benefit. But the authors of this report on human augmentation justify everything under the guise of national interest. It's almost as if they've never heard of the Second World War. But good intentions cannot prevent bad ideas from having consequences. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
You're listening to WWBC, COCO, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, COCO, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Pombe, 100.7 FM.
Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you as simple as I can where you begin to have a great marriage. But if you will simply pray with your wife or husband every night before.